fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
3 minutes after 11 here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer.
So they're varying glues to the Paul Rosenberg meter.
Exactly. But he's the glue.
You have Emmanuel doing this now for you? That was, of course, the voice of the great Emmanuel Babari. He has joined a list of announcers here on WFAN that have to say nice things about Rosenberg. Otherwise, he will guilt them, which he does to me all the time. That's his greatest strength in life, is the ability to
guilt. But he's the glue.
Yeah, he's the glue. He's the glue. Until he spills coffee all over the place, then he's not the glue.
Honest broker.
What do you mean honest? What does that
mean? I didn't hide it, and I have some sources saying that.
Get your sources.
When this situation happened, there was a lot of stuff uncovered from underneath the board that I could not have done.
Right. But here's the bottom line. You call yourself the glue.
Yeah.
But yet the glue of the station spilled coffee into the soundboard, potentially creating a lot of havoc and issues.
I didn't spill it into the soundboard.
Okay. Did you spill it onto the soundboard?
No, I spilled it on like the desk.
Did it get on the soundboard?
It went north.
It went north? What does that mean, it went north?
It went up.
Did it go on the soundboard or not? Forget the directional. You pull out a compass? Did it go onto this board or not, your coffee?
I don't know if it was my coffee.
Clearly it was, so that you're dancing around it. The bottom line is this. You call yourself the glue guy, and I would think the glue guy, the reason you're a glue guy is because you hold everything together. But when you spill coffee, first of all, you shouldn't even be drinking coffee in that station. You know that. When you spill coffee all over the place on very expensive equipment, you are going to create problems and work for other people. So that's not really glue-like material or glue-like behavior.
I disagree. I think if anything...
Well, of course you disagree, because you're the one that spilled it all over the place, and you want to cover your tuchus.
I'm not covering anything. I was honest about it, which not a lot of people would have been honest about it.
What do you mean you were honest about it? You're the only one sitting there.
I didn't have to tell anybody. I didn't have to tell the engineering department. I didn't have to do that.
I guess you could have covered up your crime. That's fair.
I didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
So I was honest about it. Ergo, I am a foxhole guy and
a glue guy. You're not a foxhole guy.
And frankly, there's no one else that works at this station.
Get lost.
That cares about this more than me.
Cares about what more than you? Cares about what? You were very vague there. Cares about what? The radio station?
Being honest.
So there you go. So you're the only honest Abe here. You are an honest guy. When you spill coffee, you feel the need to tell everybody about it. And
I didn't tell anyone
about it.
Therefore,
you're self-righteous. This is typical you. You turned in the fact that you made a mistake, and now you are turning that into being self-righteous because you copped to it.
No, I didn't tell anyone about it.
Why don't you not spill the coffee in the first place, though you wouldn't have to admit to it if you were more careful, or if you weren't drinking coffee around expensive material and equipment.
Material? I didn't tell everybody. I didn't tell anybody. This got leaked out.
It's not the schedule release.
No pun intended. This got leaked out by a lot of people here. I didn't say a word to this about anyone because no one's business.
So you didn't. You weren't honest then.
I was honest to the only one that, it mattered, the engineering department.
No, you were honest when you got caught.
I didn't get caught.
You just said...
I was honest.
No.
I didn't get caught.
You just said you were honest about it.
Yes.
But the only reason you admitted that it was you that spilled the coffee is because somebody found out there was coffee.
They went to you. I went to engineering before anyone. I was the only one here. It's the weekend, by the way. I'm here by myself now, which you don't know.
Well, hold on.
So I am here by
that.
Myself.
Here's the world's smallest fire. What, 75 people here right now? It's just me and you, pal. So don't act like there's 16,000 people here at the radio station.
When you did my job, you were never
What
here.
Does that have to do with it? Did I ever spill coffee into the machine there?
Did you?
Probably, but that doesn't matter.
Mistakes happen. There we go, Tommy.
Honest mistakes happen. You know, some of us could be a little clumsy. Not that I am, but you appear...
I heard there was a piece of chicken parm underneath the board.
Come on. Jesus. Well, you know, we
I don't need cheese. That wasn't me.
Yeah, okay, fine. So you didn't place chicken parm underneath our soundboard here. And those in the audience, the soundboard is stuff that we play the commercials off of, drops or sound effects, or when we play audio or highlights, it's called a soundboard or a board for short. And Rosenberg, while drinking his coffee and doing work that only he can do. You know, he's here by himself, and it's only work that Paul Rosenberg specifically can do. While doing this, he spilled coffee in it. And the only reason he admitted it is because the engineers came in here like it was a crime scene, and they basically put the light in his face and said, was it you that did it?
No!
And you were
wrong.
Honest about it.
Yeah, that's wrong!
You didn't go back to engineering on the weekend!
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't!
I did because the spot stopped playing.
So you did cause a problem.
And then I fixed it. I fixed it.
But how does a glue guy create that kind of problem?
I mistakenly knocked it over.
But why didn't you have a cover on it then?
It was in one of the tall glasses. No cover.
I understand that.
No
but
cover.
We have covers here. Why
not for those glass. It was in a glass case.
What do you mean it was in a glass case?
It was in
it's not a Super Bowl ring. It's a cup of coffee. What are you talking about?
It was iced coffee number one. So it was iced coffee. It was in a glass mug that we get downstairs.
Who's we?
A lot of people that it's free. We have the draft iced coffee downstairs.
No. Okay, so here's the bottom line. You're the only person that does this. So you clumped other people, imaginary people, into your conversation.
See,
of
you
we.
Don't work here during the day
no,
anymore.
No, it has nothing
you
to do with where I work here.
Everybody goes there.
No, nobody goes down there.
Oh,
nobody
everyone
goes down
does.
There. In fact, when I start to see people again, or anytime I see people, I will ask them if they
yes.
go downstairs for glass coffee in a cup or whatever the hell you're talking about, or coffee in a glass cup. I guarantee you they have no idea what I'm talking about.
Oh, they will. You have to... Ask it properly.
No, I don't have to ask it properly. What are you? You're a schnorrer. That's what this is. You're going for the free stuff. Is that basically what we're talking about here?
It's free coffee, absolutely.
Yeah, but you go out of your way to go get it. We have free coffee here, but you need to go downstairs.
No, because it's
lobby.
Iced coffee.
We have ice to put in coffee. What do you mean it's iced coffee?
It waters down the coffee, you banana. If you put ice cubes in coffee, it waters it down. It ruins the flavor. This is a nitro brew we have downstairs.
Okay.
Do you like lemons?
I have no use for you on any level in my life, really. If you weren't just sitting there, I seriously I'd have you removed. But I don't have that kind of authority. But I have no use for you. I have no use for this conversation.
There you go, Polly.
Okay, great. So whatever. Where was I? Oh yes, the Fan Focus. It's presented by Chef IQ. Is perfect steak possible? Discover how at chefiq.com. It is final. The Cavs have tied their series with the Pistons, which means so many different things. Number one, the series is tied. Number two, it's in all likelihood going seven. Number three, this means that the Eastern Conference Finals will start next Tuesday. And number four, whoever gets through, and I still think it's going to be the Pistons as they have home court now in what is a best of three series, whichever team gets through, and like I said, I think it's going to be Detroit, is going to have now played two seven-game series. Because Cleveland had one against the Raptors, the Pistons had one against Orlando, and now both of these teams are going to have a seven-game series against each other. So that's a lot of work, a lot of attrition going into a series against the Knicks, who have been feet up, kicking back, enjoying the basketball, maybe chilling by the pool for a little bit, a little R&R, OG getting healthy, Josh Hart getting healthy. And the Knicks will be ready to rock in a week. Now, for us as fans, we got to sit here and sort of twiddle our thumbs waiting for Knick basketball. But it will be certainly worth the wait. Now, when it comes to rest or momentum, I would rather have the momentum. I'm just being honest, because I do think the Knicks in their first game on Tuesday will get off to a slow start. That's just my feel. Heck, I'd love for them to score 1,000 points in the first quarter. But a week plus off... On the road, if it is Detroit, which I think it will be, I could see them getting off to a slow start. That's just human nature. You haven't played basketball in a real NBA game in over a week. But then the brain.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
It's when you sweep a team like they did and embarrass Philly like they did, both on and off the court. And that's the situation when you, look, guys are banged up right now. Ananobi, by all accounts, by certain, like Ian Begley had said, him and Evan had that back and forth. And I guess Ian owes Evan childcare now for an hour. All good. But Ian had said that Ananobi would have played on Sunday. And then Ian had talked about Ananobi being ready, barring a setback, ready to go for game one. I fully expect OG Ananobi. Look, I'm not Tommy the doctor, but if I were to give a diagnosis, I thought Ananobi would be out for a week or so. That timeline puts him ready for game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, which will take place in all likelihood this next. Because if I say this Tuesday, you think it's tomorrow. I really mean tomorrow, which is an hour from now. But next Tuesday, which is a little bit over a week from now. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Richie is in Queens. What's up, Richie?
Hey, Tommy. How are you?
What's happening?
A lot of things. I mean, you covered a lot. Well, Paulie, it'd be great that a cross-examination. I mean, you're going to get the information out of somebody one way or the other.
Well, because you know what it is, Richie? Paul Rosenberg, our audience loves him, in particular the callers.
And
I get
him.
That because you have a relationship with him, you talk to him. But don't be fooled.
Yeah.
Don't be fooled. He's hoodwinking you. He does the puppy on the side of the road. I speak Rosenberg, and I know when he's BSing me, and I know when he's pulling my leg. And not only is he pulling my leg, Richie, he's pulling the audience's leg. So I got to call him out on that because I do speak Rosenberg. Now, we all know he's a great guy, but he also can be a BSer at times. And I think he was BSing there. He spilled the coffee. And the only reason he owned up to it is because he was caught and he was basically interrogated
put a no-doubter on there.
Yeah, sure. And he was interrogated, Rich, by the powers that be, and then he owned up to it. That's just
my take.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, but don't kill him too much because I do love him. He's one of the good guys when I call. A couple of things. You know, with the Giants' schedule, Tommy, I mean, I look at it. Of course, it's a 17 games versus 162 for baseball.
For sure.
You know, and 82 for hockey, whatever. So these games mean something. And then 100%. When you look at teams that win, 70% or 80% of their home games, you say, oh, God, this could be a win.
But my thing, yeah, I hear you on that, Richie. You know, but my only thing is that we get very excited about it. And like I said, I'm not necessarily one of them, but we get excited about it. And then by the time September rolls around, I think the overwhelming majority of fans forget what the schedule was anyway. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just, it's football, and any excuse to wrap ourselves up in football, we will take that situation that's been presented, and that's what's going on here, where if you're a diehard fan that wants to travel, and maybe this is what, I can go to Nashville in week five, or I could go to wherever in week eight, or, hey, I'm going to go to this one home game a year. So if it's planning out going to a game, I get that, because you want to get ahead of things. But I'm just speaking for myself. Once the season starts, it's like, all right, they got week one, who they got week two. Maybe I'll look out a week or two in advance. But other than that, I'll forget who they're playing in week 10. We'll get there when we get there.
Yeah, and I look at it, too, because I go to one game a year, and then I'm just curious.
Home or on the road?
The ticket.
You're more home?
I go,
you go home.
I'm more home, you know, but I'm just curious with Harbaugh and all the hype. The tickets would be up 30%. But
of course.
Yeah, you got to deal with that.
But also,
hey, tell me a couple of things.
And also, two more primetime games, and they're starting out on prime. That one I was interested in. Week one, I like to see where they're at. That's because that's the first game they're going to play. So naturally, that's the one I want to know the most about. And it's going to be Sunday night football against the Cowboys. That's where the Giants are slated for week one.
Yeah. And with the Yankees, real quick, it's amazing to me. And I hate, I'm not a Yankee fan. I respect good teams. I like baseball. Mm-hmm. Derek Jeter is one of my favorite people, okay, as far as a player, a winner. It's amazing to me, not a word was said about Wells. Not a word was said about Jazz. Nobody cared when they were in the middle of their winning streak. So now it's all coming out. Look, I told you what DeVal is. I had him for 6 years. The first five games of the year, DeVal and Bednar are going to be the toughest combination. And I said, DeVal will destroy you in a matter of weeks, and he is. He's going back to what he's always been.
Yeah, you great got a first hand look at him all
and he gets
with the Giants,
and he,
for sure.
Yeah, and he gets hit. So they're going to, the whole strength of this team will be the three guys in the middle with Bellinger, Judge, and Rice.
And Stanton.
And then they're starting pitching. And Stanton, when he's back. So you hope that Jazz picks it up. Wells is a disaster. That guy has been horrendous. I don't want to hear about this guy's head.
I hear you. That's why I wanted Rice to be the catcher, because I've been out on Wells, and I think Rice obviously is a tremendous player, and I like the idea of putting him behind the plate. Look, he's not great defensively at first anyway, so if he's a little shaky at catcher, whatever, but he's got such a great bat, which gives you a huge leg up at that position, and then you go find your first baseman, or you platoon Goldschmidt with a lefty.
Yeah, I think that might happen, John. I mean, with the Knicks, but what I'm seeing is, I go back 7 years with them. I hate to keep bringing that up, but it's true. So I was 8 years old when they went, 7 years ago when my first game.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is historic. Mm-hmm. I mean, I spoke to you 2 weeks ago. My issue was their defense. Cat's got to be involved. And they were talking about that the coach is going to be fired, Brown, and Bridges is the worst signing, and giving them five picks. All of that's forgotten now. Could it change? Yeah. And Tom, what I'm thinking too, is that Brunson, I know we talk about him being the best free agent he thinks of. I think in the last 30 years, he's one of the best free agent signings for any team.
Yeah.
And he is the most unathletic, athletic player, if that makes any sense.
It does. I mean, look, he's got a tremendous footwork. He's obviously undersized, but, he doesn't, you don't look at him and go, wow, that looks like a big-time NBA player.
He's slow, Tommy. He's not fast. He's not quick.
But he gets to his spots, though. He's definitely one of these guys that has tremendous footwork, an incredible shot, and a just innate ability to score basketball.
Think about what they were. They were Brunson bringing the ball down, Brunson fumbling, losing the ball, giving the ball 6 seconds to distribute it, and now the distribution with this team, and obviously his rotation, it's the transformation has been incredible. Now, I know that they're two weaker teams, and if they do play Detroit or whatever, I still think they get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And if they play like this,
you mean the NBA Finals? Yeah, because they're in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I think they're gone. So, I really do.
Yep. Always. Rich, look, always a pleasure as well. The way the Knicks are playing right now is what we've all been waiting for, especially since Mike Brown has been hired. The unlocking of Mikal Bridges, the unlocking of Karl-Anthony Towns, the distribution of the basketball, everybody touching it, everybody scoring the basketball. the utilization of the bench. OG Anunoby, look at the record of the Knicks ever since he got here when he's in the lineup. And then look at the record when he's out of the lineup. It is eye-opening how much better they are record-wise when he is in the lineup. He missed two games in this series, rightfully so. I wouldn't have rushed him back. And they didn't need him. And the reason they didn't need him is look at what Shamet did on Friday. Look at what Deuce did on Sunday. Two guys off the bench picking up this team. Look at what Clarkson and Alvarado did in round one when Mikal was struggling. They made it a lot easier for the Knicks to get by the Hawks when one of their key important players was giving them essentially nothing early on in that series. The Knicks have all the ingredients to win a championship. Star power, depth, experience, chemistry, size, a prolific offense, and most importantly, and we've been seeing it throughout these playoffs, they've been locking teams down defensively. Absolutely incredible all-around basketball from this team. I mean, Mikal Bridges went from the lowest point of his Knick career, which I thought was after game three against the Hawks. Game two, he had the missed shot at the end. And then game three, he had 0 points. He had four turnovers in game three against the Hawks. He had more turnovers than he did points, rebounds, and assists combined. 0 points total. That's the lowest point of his Knick career. There were talks of Mikal Bridges being taken out of the starting lineup. That's how bad it was. You know, through all his struggles, it was never really a conversation you really, really heard about. But this time he did. And maybe that's what Bridges needed to finally turn the corner, to finally be the player that we saw in Phoenix, that we saw early on in his Brooklyn career, to be that final Infinity Stone, if you're a Marvel fan, to be the missing piece, to be the guy that's worth five draft picks, to be the guy that we were all excited about during that Subway Series game when the news broke that Mikal Bridges has been traded to the Knicks, a night that I will never forget, having been at the game, at the Subway Series game, and hearing Let's Go Nick chants as I was leaving Citi Field. You know, I always say between the Yankee fans and Met fans, there'll never be peace. But for one night, there was. Because the Knicks, as they do, unify the city. And for that night, they certainly did. And it's certainly telling, or it's certainly fitting, I should say, that we are heading into the Subway Series now, this year, the first round, and look at where the Knicks are at. And look at where Mikal Bridges is at. Look at the way he's playing. His best basketball of his Knick career. By all accounts, he's completely unlocked. He has turned the corner. And after he had his lowest moment, which was after game three, against the Hawks. That was his lowest moment of his Knick career. He has now followed that up with his best moments. And I would say he was the best player on the Knicks in this series against Philly. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I see a lot of people up there. Knicks, NFL schedule, Yankees, and some of their issues. Are Yankee fans panicking? We'll get to some that are, some that aren't. There's a lot to do. We're going to mix the Mets into the conversation, I promise. If you are frustrated with them, this is certainly a place that you can air those frustrations. We will talk about A.J. Ewing getting called up here for the Mets as he will make his debut against the Tigers in this series at Citi Field as it is a tune-up for the Yankees this weekend. 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. 11:30 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
You and I need to have a three-way.
You know, I was just trying to... That brings me back to the couple of minutes of euphoria, the last episode that just came out. I'm trying to get the Sydney Sweeney scene out of my head, but I can't. And then you start bringing things like that up, and I just go right back to it. I'm trying to focus on the show here as we have a very busy, very important, very serious radio show that we need to conduct over the next couple hours. So I don't want to be sidetracked, because that is something that will absolutely sidetrack me, as we know. I just
can't
get
watched Euphoria. I've never seen an episode.
Well, whose fault is that? What do you mean you never wanted to?
I've never seen an episode of it.
No, but you have HBO?
Yeah.
Well, what's the hesitation?
I had to make sure I had
what do you mean you have to make sure you have it? Do you have HBO?
Yeah.
Let's start with that. Okay. Yeah. So then check it out. It's a great show. Now, it's tough to binge watch because it's a tough show. Let's put it that way. Like, I need, like, a bath after a couple episodes. Like, it's heavy. Like, I went to high school. You went to high school. I don't remember any high schools being like that.
Right.
Like,
I've heard some stories about the show.
But it's Sydney Sweeney in all her glory.
You know what I'm in the rewatch of right now?
Do I care?
Homeland.
Okay.
Which I've never seen in my life before. I'm in the middle of the Homeland rewatch.
Did you ever consider getting a life? Is that on the table or no?
Probably not.
Okay.
And by the way, NCIS season finale coming up tomorrow.
And what is this? Because we haven't worked together in like enough over the last couple months. What is this thing? And we'll get back to everything we need to get back to. What's this thing that I heard a couple weeks ago? I never got on you for it. You went to some stupid, dopey Survivor thing where you cosplay like the Survivor people. What was this nonsense you went to?
When was it? It was the night of the Survivor season 50 premiere, which season 50 has been fantastic.
Didn't ask you for a rating.
It's been fantastic.
Awesome.
And I went there. It was a little Survivor experience. I went with a few of my. Well, I went with Tom. You know Tom.
But no one else knows who Tom is. But okay.
Right.
Fine.
You know Tom.
You went to people that you pay to be your friends. Got it.
Right.
This Tom fella, and you pay him to be your friend.
And there was a whole tribal council thing there. And then who shows up? My favorite Survivor player of all time. Queen stays queen, Sandra Diaz-Twine, just randomly shows up.
Yeah, but why would you
up?
Go to this? What was the benefit? Obviously, you met somebody there that was cool, but
there
what was the
no
idea of
benefit,
going to it?
No reason. It was just a cool experience.
Going into it, though, you thought it would be cool to go to a Survivor?
Looking back on it, I was telling Tom it was an absolute waste to go to. If Sandra Diaz-Twine wasn't there, it would have been like, whatever.
Right.
But it was a cool... I got to write my name down on parchment. I held it up. I did the tribal council vote. It was very cool. You never got into Survivor?
I'm thinking of all the things in life that are cool, and going to an event surrounded by or Survivor that it surrounds around Survivor, or what am I centered around Survivor?
Yeah,
I wouldn't call that cool. No, I wouldn't call it cool. I wouldn't call it cool.
One
I would
the,
call it
probably the most popular, the best reality show of all time. 50 seasons, 25 plus
50
years.
50 seasons.
It's the 50th season of Survivor.
Oh, because they do two in a year.
Two in a year, right.
Gotcha.
So 25 years.
So to say, it hasn't been on the air for 50 years.
No, 20,
television
25
hasn't even been around
years,
for 50
obviously,
years.
Richard Hatch, first winner.
Right. Well, obviously. How could we not? Obviously.
Most
just,
people would know,
no,
pop culture-wise,
nobody
the first winner of Survivor,
nobody knows
Richard
that.
Hatch,
nobody
the
knows.
Host of Survivor, Jeff Probst.
Yeah, who? Not that I don't, not meaning that, like, I've never seen a second of that
show. You shouldn't have to, though.
What do you mean I shouldn't
this is
have
common
to?
Common knowledge.
What's
well,
not common knowledge?
Pop culture knowledge.
It's not common knowledge.
It is.
It's not. If you go around the dinner table tomorrow and you start talking about
Jeff Probst
and Joe Hatch, I don't think people are going to know what you're talking about.
Oh,
even though it is, I agree, it's a very popular
people
show.
People know about Richard Hatch got thrown in jail for tax evasion from the $1 million prize.
Didn't Jeff Kent go on Survivor?
He did.
Did he win?
No, he did not.
Got it. And is the series over or the season over yet or no?
No, season finale, I believe, is in 2 weeks.
What do you mean you believe it's in 2 weeks?
I believe
it's in 2 weeks. Is it over in 2 weeks?
I think it's
is
over
it over
two
in 2 weeks?
Weeks?
Yes or no? I believe you love the show. You go to cosplay as a Survivor contestant.
I wouldn't go that far.
You do drafts during this stuff where you and your friends pick people
that
on the show.
That we do.
Like,
I love
all of your friends, but
that
I mean, not exactly the coolest thing in the world to do.
There's listeners, by the way, who love Survivor who are listening right now, and they're not happy with you right now. Let me make that.
What clear. Am I saying that's wrong here? I've never seen the show, so why would they be? Why would they be happy with me? Because I have no interest in watching it. Zero. I sat through 7 seasons of Lost. I got to watch Survivor now, too? Let me go.
Well, Lost isn't a reality
But what am
show.
I watching with Survivor? What am I exactly going? They go on an island, right? And then they get voted off like it's
right, but you
high
have to
school.
Live on this island by yourself and get your own
come
food.
On. What do you mean they live on this island?
Fish only.
Oh, stop
39
it.
Days. Well, it used to be 39. Now it's only 24 days. So
why is it 24 now?
They cut it down. I believe they cut it down for... prices and cost, and I believe COVID, they cut it down.
Gotcha.
They kept it at 24.
Gotcha. So it's a COVID casualty, the 24 days now, as opposed to, what was it, like
39.
Almost doubled that? 39?
39
Okay,
days.
So they're on the island. They have to fish. They have to eat the fish. They have to sit
and
there.
You have to,
and
like,
I'm not suggesting I would want to go on the show.
Right.
I don't want to go camping to
it's
anything.
Not, no, there's not camping.
Well, I don't
you are
go camping.
Building a shelter. You are,
well, I don't want to build anything
either. You are climbing
either.
Up a tree and getting a coconut for your
I don't
want
to climb
tribe.
Up a tree.
Can you climb a tree?
No. Why would I? What? No. Of course not.
Can you swim?
I could swim, but I don't think I have, like, I'm not.
You think overly you could spear confident? A fish?
I guess. Can I climb a tree?
I know a few
people. What is this, the Jungle Book?
I know a few people. I'm going to see if I can get you on Survivor.
I have zero interest. First of all, that's I have a point. Job here.
That's the point. You have zero interest. It's a life-changing experience.
No, no.
I would love
you
to
know how I am. If I get an insect bite, I'm going to flip out. I have no interest. I want to be at a five-star hotel. I'll settle for a four-star hotel. I want to be in fun action cities. That's how I vacation. I have no interest in spearing a fish. I have no interest in swimming. I have no interest in climbing a tree. I have no interest in campfires. I have no interest in the outdoors. I have no interest in surviving on an island. Zero. What do they pay, by the way? They pay good?
I mean, $1 million for the winner. This year, it's $2 million. Mr. Beast added
$2 million?
Mr. Beast added
$1 million. Do you get paid just to be on the show?
There is an appearance fee.
Like an appearance
yes.
fee?
Yes.
Which I'm sure is pretty decent because you are, there are, well, I'm sure you sign a waiver, but there's obviously
yeah.
some risks.
I don't know the appearance fee. I would think it's going to anywhere but 25 to 50 G's.
Not terrible.
No, not at all.
Not terrible, but I'm still not interested. So don't.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Make any calls. It's now time for the Corona Lime Time highlight of the night, presented by Corona.
Bridges the steal. Alvarado the three. Air ball. Robinson, offensive rebound. McBride tries again. Hits again! Deuce McBride, 5-for-5 from three-point range. It's a stampede here in the first half, a 27-point lead.
So great that Mike Breen gets to call these games as well, and Deuce was awesome as the Knicks had a historical shooting night, and McBride was front and center for that, essentially filling in for OG Anunoby, picking up the slack, much like Shamet did on Friday. Deuce was there on Sunday to pick up the slack offensively, for sure, for OG Anunoby not being in the lineup. The Knicks in these closeout series wins have been historically good. Just steamrolling their opponents, going over 140 points both times. Having the largest halftime lead against the Hawks in a playoff game, it was 47. And then the shooting display that they put on Sunday was never seen before in NBA history. So that's the type of run that they're having right now. A lot of the credit goes to the players. but Mike Brown deserves credit as well, because everything you're seeing in the seven-game winning streak is the reason you hired Mike Brown. The bench is playing great. The offense has been electric. Bridges has been unlocked. Cat has been unlocked. And Mike Brown, who was outcoached by Quinn Snyder early on in the Hawks series, for sure, throughout the first three games, it was advantage Hawks in terms of the coaching department. But Mike Brown has recovered. He's recovered brilliantly. And now we are witnessing what is the most dominant stretch of Knicks playoff basketball that I have ever seen in my life. And the Knicks are an absolute runaway freight train, and they get to sit back, relax. They'll lose a little momentum, for sure, and I expect them to get off to a slow start in the first game. But the Pistons and Cavs are going to sports war here as the series is tied up 2-2. The Cavs won tonight after they had like a 23-0 run to start the third quarter. That series is now tied at 2. In all likelihood, it's going 7, which means the first game of the Eastern Conference Finals will be next Tuesday. So we have a long way to go before we see the Knicks again, but plenty of time to not only celebrate what happened in Philly, what happened in that series, but also look forward and preview the upcoming series. Andrew is in North Salem. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, Loogie. Hey. Loogie in the limelight. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's like, you remember that club, the Limelight, back in the day?
I do.
Yeah, that place was sick, you know. The acoustics in there were amazing.
Absolutely.
But, you know,
and I wanted to freshen up the material a little bit. Late night, Limelight.
Yeah, that was cool.
Keep it going. You know, keep it pushing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but with Mike Brown, right? So I was watching this Pistons game tonight, and I'm thinking, okay, so they got Bickerstaff, and then you got Atkinson coaching.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, I'll take Mike Brown any day over those guys. And some of the stuff they were doing, like, it made no sense. And you'll probably watch the highlights when you get home later. But you know, it's not like we're going against like Spoelstra anymore.
Exactly.
I was just gonna say Carlisle. It's like I'll definitely take my chances with Mike Brown here in the Eastern Conference Finals. And you know, I feel really confident about that, having him in our corner, especially like we spoke last week, having OG on the bubble wrap. He's going to be coming out. He's going to be well rested. And it might be a little bit of a slow start there in game one. But, you know, overall, I mean, the decisions this guy's making, it's like I'll put him in my corner any day.
Absolutely. And I agree with you. The Knicks will definitely have the coaching advantage. Whoever gets through, I believe it will be the Pistons. Mike Brown has done an incredible job. No doubt about it. And he has his detractors. He certainly has his doubters, that's for sure. And he has people waiting in the wings to pounce if this team were to have slipped. They didn't. They got to the Eastern Conference Finals. So he got them as far as Tibbs did last year. And now he has a golden opportunity, 4 more wins away to get to the NBA Finals. Something that Tibbs did not do here with the Knicks. And when you make the decision to get rid of Tibbs, and there were a million reasons why they fired him. The idea that there's a ceiling with his teams that he has coached through the years, not only with the Knicks, but in other stops. The idea that he's a little bit stubborn. He doesn't want to get with the program. He doesn't want to get on the same page, not only with his staff, but with upper management, with ownership. The idea that he didn't want to develop young players, play his bench. Also, the idea of bringing in a more prolific offensive scheme to unlock players like Bridges, to unlock players like Karl-Anthony Towns. And throughout the year, it was up and down. But based on what we've seen in the last 7 games, it's almost as if the Knicks were keeping things close to the vest throughout the regular season. And they didn't want to show their full hand. They didn't want to tip their hand. And they were waiting, because they knew they were going to win 50-plus games. They were waiting for the opportunity in the playoffs to unleash fury, to unleash total annihilation in a basketball sense for the opponents that they are facing. Because that's what they're doing. They are on a historical pace, and they are playing the most dominant, best playoff basketball of my life. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I see everybody up there. We got another segment before midnight, so we'll get through those calls, I promise. The phone number, if you want to join the conversation for the next couple hours, it's 888-808-1019. the NFL schedule release, which will be on Thursday, but we already found out who the Giants are playing in week one, where they're playing and what time they're playing. We will discuss the Mets a little bit later on in the show as they are calling up A.J. Ewing. But if you want to talk about the Yankees, that's certainly on the table as well. Knicks, of course, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, in the limelight here on The Fan. 11:48 here on The Fan in New York City. Not sure what that sound effect was. What the heck was that? I turned the mic on and it, like, I'm scratching a record there. That was odd. Sometimes I do get a little odd, sometimes I do burp, but that wasn't what that was. That was a bizarre sound effect. I don't think Rosenberg played anything off the board. By the way, it is after hours. Lugie here on The Fan, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call for the next couple hours. And I know this gentleman has been waiting for a long time. I know he needs, I don't even know what he's doing up because he's usually asleep at this point. So perhaps he's on some type of new schedule. Maybe he's out in the desert in Vegas. I don't know what the deal is here, but I don't want him to wait any longer. So let's go to Paul in Yonkers on The Fan. What's up, Paul?
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Well, I know. Paul, what are you doing up? What are you doing? What's going on here? You're usually asleep by 7, and then you're up at 3 in the morning. What the heck
are
you
doing? By 8. But I heard you say minor league, and I heard you say the NFL schedule. So now I got up. I'm all pumped.
What do you mean you got
First
up?
Thing I wanted,
what do you mean you got up? You were
I heard you. Yeah, but I heard you say minor league, and I heard you say the NFL schedule.
So when are you going back to bed now? What's the deal?
I want to talk to you.
You're going to talk to me for a couple minutes, and then you're going to sit up all night? Now I got to be responsible for you not sleeping?
No, I'm going to go back. It's only 12 o'clock.
Well, what if I say minor leaguer again? So anytime I say minor leaguer, do you wake up?
I'll wake up. Hey, Tommy, do me a favor.
Yeah.
So, hearing the Giants are playing Sunday Night Football. Of course, Channel 4 gave it up. It went to the streaming on Channel CBS. I ain't given a name. Is it going to drop down to Channel 9 for the local people like they used to do if you were the local?
You know what, Paul? I don't.
Find out.
I'm going to find that out.
I know.
I'll write you a letter as soon as I find that out. No problem.
No,
for you, Paul, anything.
That's okay.
I'll let you know. I'll send you an email.
Today I was bored. I booked the first week already. Remember, it starts Wednesday.
You're going to Vegas
this year.
Yeah, you're going to Vegas.
Yeah, I booked already.
So
it's
you're going,
Wednesday.
So you're getting to the desert on Wednesday, and then you're staying through Tuesday. Are you doing a full week out there? What's the schedule?
Yeah, I do Monday night football. I leave first flight Tuesday morning.
So you're going to spend essentially a week out in Las Vegas. In a great time of year, the weather is awesome. There isn't a drop of rain. It'll be in the high 90s. Now, Paul, you don't strike me as a pool guy, but it's great pool season.
Nope.
But you'll be locked into the sports book watching.
Yep.
Not only, now do you watch the college too, so you'll be watching college football, you're watching the pros. So maybe before you go out there, you'll put me up though. When you go out there. You'll put me up out
We'll figure it out. Hey, this is my 50th trip. I don't even know where the pool is.
Well, it's outside.
Just to let you.
The pool's outside.
The
pool's outside.
So now,
that kind of sounds like me, Paul. I used to say that about me when I go to Vegas. I'm like, I could go to Vegas for 6 days and never step foot in the casino. I'm out there for the party scene. But much like you're not out there for the party scene. You're out there for the scene in the sports book. Now, what do you got about, what do you want to say about A.J. Ewing?
What position does he play?
Well, he plays everywhere.
Oh, did we send somebody down? Did we cut somebody?
I didn't see the move because I think it's more just the Mets haven't made the announcement yet, so it would be just speculation on my part. But obviously somebody will be out of here. And A.J. Ewing will make his debut, I would imagine, coming up later on this evening as we cross over midnight to Tuesday.
And Sunday with the Knick game, I got lucky that it was on regular TV and not Prime. And that's the thing that hurts, you know?
Paul, we got to get you. We've been over this. We got to get you an email. No, you can't.
I know. We can't.
No, we can't.
We can't,
we got to get your Rook. No,
it's part of life.
It's not part of life.
I don't even know what it is.
It doesn't
matter.
Someone will come over and help you out. This audience loves you. They'll come over. Someone in our audience will come to Yonkers and put you up and get you a Roku so you can watch Amazon.
I don't know if you got it all. Is Netflix Christmas Day doing 3 football games that I can't watch?
I would imagine
they're doing that again.
Yes, Paul.
Yeah.
They're going to be on all these.
But you know what?
You got to get the streaming services.
You know what? I was over a relative's house and they know me and they made sure the football games were on. It's Christmas, man. I couldn't concentrate on him. I couldn't get off the table to go in the living room and sit down. The game was on in the distance, you know? There's just some days you can't do it. And it was very hard Christmas Day.
Yeah, I don't, listen, I think it's pig stuff, if you ask me. It's ridiculous. It's one thing if Christmas was on a Sunday or on a Saturday or something
hard.
Like that. Well, it's ridiculous. I mean, the NFL just wants to take over every single holiday, and I appreciate the call, Paul, and Sunday Night Football Game 1 Giants will be on NBC. But I'll send you a letter anyway. He doesn't have an email. I'll send you a carrier pigeon, Paul. Don't worry. I'll get that information to you. It's like I'm writing my dearest love in war times back in the day. My dearest Gertrude. So
you're sending a letter on the Oregon Trail.
My dearest Olivia. My dearest Dottie. I've been at war for 6 years, but it feels like 40 because I haven't been able to look at your pouty red lips.
Oh, this is the Andrew Luck account.
Remember that? Captain
yes,
Andrew Luck?
Captain Andrew Luck. Yes.
Yes. Well, that's what you have to do with Paul. He doesn't have email. I don't know if he has, I guess he has a telephone because he calls. He doesn't have Amazon Prime, so I got to send him a carrier pigeon to let him know where the games are on. I do that all the time with my Uncle Louie and Larry David. When he's not playing Mahjong, he calls me up to ask me what channel the Yankee game's on. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's after hours. We see a full rack of calls up here, so we're going to get to everybody. I promise. Yankees, Knicks, Giants. There's so much on the table. He'll schedule a release. Mets. We'll open up the conversation to them coming up in the midnight hour. The phone number to call, 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
"You with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 470?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50?
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.